The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Talking about you, Albin.
Oh.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
Right back
at
you, big guy.
I want you to know. And I, too, make you feel like a natural woman. Yeah. Isn't it a beautiful thing to be confused about what is a woman, to be able to say that to each other in love and respect? No, so the reason we are singing that is because some transgender lobby is trying to shut down Aretha Franklin's song, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, which is this obviously wonderful song, famous song. But the trans crazies, and I say that in love, they are displeased with the very notion that there is such a thing as a natural woman. Yeah. You're going to have to take that up with reality.
And I want to say one more thing. I am woman, hear me roar.
Yes, and I do on occasion hear you roar in a womanly way. And I want to say that... You need to see a doctor.
Thank you.
Okay, so, folks, we've got, first of all, we got, you know, major announcement here. Number one, actually several major announcements. Number one, we're going to announce the three grand prize winners of the CSI campaign in a moment. That's big. You're going to get a lot of product. It's crazy. We're going to mention those names any second. Number one. Number two, John Zmirak is my guest in both hours today. But before we get to Zmirak, I'm going to interview Albin Sadar, who just happens to be sitting right here, my producer, because Albin, you wrote an article just like John Zmirak at thestream.org. The title of it is January 6th was an inside job. So my first guest before Zmirak is you, Albin.
Oh,
so that's the other announcement. I also want to say tomorrow we have Greg Kelly of Newsmax.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Kelly is a maniac. He's brilliant. He's funny. He's the best thing on Newsmax, if you watch Newsmax. He has a book out. Kind of a big deal once you get the details. His father was the police commissioner in New York City for a number of years. And you know, Ray Kelly, you know, legend.
Oh, yeah.
So so he has this background. I think he's going to run for mayor of New York City. And I think it's why he wrote this book. So Greg Kelly, that's tomorrow. We got a lot of other crazy stuff coming up. And we've been getting a lot of emails about my interview with Naomi Wolf. In case you missed the interview with Naomi Wolf, we've gotten a lot of wonderful, wonderful emails. You can watch that. Obviously, it's on our Rumble channel. You can listen to it on podcast. If you sign up for my newsletter at ericmetaxas.com, now you got to scroll all the way down at ericmetaxas.com to sign up for the newsletter. You will, we send you these videos. But it was really, we had a few really special ones, but she, our conversation is getting a lot of commentary, and I want to tip you off. Also, before I begin interviewing you, Albin, I'll make one announcement and then we'll do another one in the second segment. But tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, this is, by the way, Tuesday, January 24th. Tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, we are premiering. We do this every week this month. We are premiering on the YouTube channel for Socrates in the City, the third in our fall series, my conversation with David Berlinski. Berlinski was my guest at Socrates in the City like 9 or 10 years ago. That video If you go to the Socrates in the City YouTube channel, that video has been seen. It's approaching 700,000 views.
Wow.
700,000 views. So people kept saying, oh, you need to get him back. You need to get him back. Well, we got him back in November, and that premieres tonight. I would encourage you to sign up for the Socrates in the City emails. You have to go to SocratesinTheCity.com. But there's a lot of stuff that I can't talk about now, but a lot of exciting Socrates in the City stuff coming up in the months ahead.
They're starting to get debt ceiling numbers here. That's great.
Exactly. I don't know what you mean by that.
I don't either, but I just said it.
Okay. So so let me shift now. Albin, you wrote an article at the Stream called January 6th was an inside job. I didn't know that you had written it. I thought Zmirak had written it, and I didn't read it because I was distracted this weekend. And then you reminded me, and you said, oh, no, I wrote that. I said, what? So I read it, and it was superb. And I said, Albin, not only do I want to share this all over my social media, but I would like to talk to you about it on the program if you don't mind.
I don't.
And I don't think you do mind. So let's talk about this, because when I read it, I said, everything you say in this is important. And I want to talk to the audience about it. So you can read it at stream.org. January 6th was an inside job. What is your thesis, sir?
Well, my thesis is that finally, of course, we're getting from the Congress, it looks like, a real investigation into what happened on January 6th. And my whole article was about, well, when you look at January 6th and everything that happened there, you can't detach it from the election of November 3rd, 2020. Because they are intimately tied together. It's just like I say in the article, when 4 days or whatever, 3 or 4 days after the election, after they found enough votes, New York Times declared Joe Biden the winner. And I said to myself, I can come up with a dozen. I don't have to look at, ballot stuffing and all that. I can come up with a dozen reasons why it's not possible he actually won the election. And I said, if I went to Washington, I wouldn't go because I think they stole the election. I would go because I knew they stole the election.
Oh.
I would say most of the people there said, that's why it says stop the steal. I know you stole it. It's not like I think.
No, look, we don't have time to get into this now, but I will have Roger Stone on the program, I hope, this week. He wrote a book about the JFK assassination. And in that book, okay, this is talking about the deep state of 55 years ago, 60 years ago. It is so disturbing to understand what has been going on beneath the surface, that there have been just corrupt, evil people, power mongers who could not care less about we the people, the little people that vote. When you come to terms with that, it's very disturbing. And it has never been out in the open in the way that it finally now is. And that is why on January 6th, all of these people, good people, folks, okay, like 99.9% of those people were good people, except for, you know, the deep state actors and the people that were sent there. And I have to say that I understand why people don't buy that. I understand why people think that's a conspiracy theory. That's crazy. I get that. But I'm here to tell you that the more I've looked into it, the more I have seen that what you write about in this article, Albin, let's put it this way. It's at least true enough that if you bat it away, it's on you. In other words, there's enough information to lead you to believe what we're talking about.
Yeah. And I know John Zmirak coming up right after us is going to talk more about this, because Tucker Carlson even brought it up a few nights ago, and that's part of John Zmirak's article coming up. But Tucker said, like, well, the permanent Washington, the deep state of they do all of this, that all of this. And Tucker kept talking about how the deep state has been involved in staying in power for decades now, at least decades now, right? But the one thing Tucker didn't go to, it's like they'll do anything to stay in power except steal an election. That's one thing
they would never do that.
They wouldn't do that.
They would murder.
Yeah.
Sure. Who wouldn't, right?
Well, of course.
But stealing an election, no.
That's like, snitches get stitches. That's one thing you don't do in prison. You don't squeal, right?
Yeah.
Well, in the deep state, one thing you don't do is you don't steal an election.
Oh, no.
No.
That's sacred.
You let the people decide, boy.
Okay, so what we're talking about is, there are, when we're talking about something like evil and corruption, you realize it's complicated. Part of it is greed. Part of it is wanting power. Part of it is whatever. So what happened with when you talk about election fraud, we pretty much know that JFK's father, the unbelievably corrupt Joe Kennedy Sr., that he fixed the election in West Virginia and in Illinois with mob people with whom he'd been acquainted for decades because he was a bootlegger. And we know that. And this stuff has been going on and going on and going on. So this is really nothing new. Okay, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, I continue talking to Albin. We're going to announce the winners and one other thing, and then John Smirak. Don't go away. Lord, it made me feel so tired. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Thanks to your support, Patriot Mobile has emerged as one of the leaders in the parallel economy, and they have big news. Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks. This means if you're with the big three and like the service but hate their values, you can access them with Patriot Mobile. They also offer a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call them at 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Eric. That's patriotmobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Today, John Smirak. Before that, I want to finish my conversation with you, Albin.
Thank you.
And before I finish the conversation with you, two announcements. Number one, the winners, the CSI winners. Are you ready? These are people. Now, anybody who gave to CSI, we're going to do another campaign with CSI, I hope, in May, and probably another one at Christmas. We love Christian Solidarity International. They are heroes. And so anybody who gave to that campaign, and by the way, thank you to every single one of you who gave to that campaign. Fantastic organization. Couldn't be a better cause, but it couldn't be possible without those of you who gave. So every one of you who gave was entered into a drawing despite, regardless of how much you gave, every name was put in a drawing. We pulled out three. Yes. Now, these three names are going to get all kinds of signed books from me and Albin and all kinds of swag and all kinds of stuff that you're just going to have to take out a new storage unit because that's how much stuff. Okay, so here are the names.
Yeah, and just so the folks know, it's just your first name and the initial and your town. That's all.
I'm not reading the last name?
Don't read the last name. Yeah, we're going to go that way. But you'll know because we've sent you an email already.
Okay.
So get ready.
Okay. This woman lives in Scottsburg, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda B. Come on down.
Good.
Brenda B.
Yeah.
And her last name, by the way, is B. Brenda B. Come on down. Scottsburg, Indiana, you are the first grand prize winner.
Woohoo!
Second winner is from Frisco, Texas. Frisco, Texas. The first name is K. The initial is W. K-W, Frisco, Texas. You have won the second grand prize for our CSI campaign, and we're gonna mail you a bunch of junk. Get ready. And The third and final grand prize winner, also from Texas, Richardson, Texas. The winner is Leslie L. From Richardson, Texas. You, Leslie L. from Richardson, Texas, are the third grand prize winner, and you're going to get a load of junk, some of it autographed, by these two people sitting up here. So we are so, first of all, I want to say woo-hoo. We love to do this. I wish I could do this for more people, and to thank you, because it just means everything. So God bless you, and thank you. Alvin, before I continue my interview with you about your article at stream.org, titled "January 6th Was an Inside Job," I want to remind people, please go to salemnow.com, salemnow.com, salemnow.com. Why? Well, there's a ton of stuff there that you want to watch. We want to particularly highlight right now a new movie about the Disney World. The Disney World. About Disney as a corporation. It's called Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom. And it's about how Disney executives are purposely, I mean, very, very purposely, you get this, you'll get this when you watch Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom, your children to their LGBTQ, LMNOP agenda in their films, at the theme park. Anybody who ever spends a dime, even in the direction of Disney at this point, you're complicit, because what they're doing, it's a very sad story of what happened to one of the greatest organizations in America. Disney was just one of the great institutions in this nation, as American and pro-American and wonderful as can be. And they are now the antithesis. I mean, they had slid. A lot of people think it's had slud, but it's not. It's had slid. They had slid or slidden from a great height for a long time. But where they are now, you need to know. Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom. You want to go to salemnow.com. By the way, it's available for free. I don't know if I mentioned that. This is a free film at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com. Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom. Okay, Albin.
Yes, sir.
And again, tonight, premiering Socrates in the City with David Berlinski. That's tonight, 7 p.m. Go to Socrates in the City YouTube page. But Albin, you wrote an article at stream.org. It's a great article. January 6th was an inside job. Let's continue that conversation before John Zmierich interrupts.
Yeah. Now, to me, what I'm saying in it, because there's one little title in there, it says lights, camera, fabrication. Because we know that Nancy Pelosi knew what was coming down to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. She had plenty of chances to get security in there, more than just the Capitol Police, right? Get National Guard, whatever you needed, right? She could do that, but she didn't. She wanted things to happen, and she wanted to use ordinary people, just like when I came
like
to New
props.
York. Yeah, like props or extras, background players in a movie. You need a bunch of people in the background to make it look real, to heighten the drama and say, like, wow, that's actually happening. Wow. And so she was using, and you could see these videos are finally getting released. They're more and more, hopefully. You could see the people just milling around in the background. They're not tearing down statues. They're not screaming and yelling. They're not getting up in the cops' faces and saying, rah, 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 rah. They're just, in fact, they're having some friendly conversations, if you see. But they're in the background, and it's like, whoa, look at all these people. And then the bad agents, and we don't know exactly who they are yet. Hopefully we'll get to the bottom of that. Those guys are in the foreground, creating havoc and making it look like, and it was, unfortunately, you know, a murderous crowd. But the murder, the death of people, there were four people that actually died on that day, and all four of them were citizens and patriots. They were not police.
I mean, again, for me, and I know people probably are just annoyed with me, but I always have to step back and say, what's the headline? The headline is our government. Think of this, folks. Let's just think about this. Our government is so out of touch with we the people, has become so anti-American in the fundamental sense of the founders' vision, that they think that they have the right to do things like this. Now, let's be clear. I was talking about the JFK assassination. J. Edgar Hoover, okay, another power-hungry bum. I mean, these people are just absolutely antithetical to the founders' vision, amassed unbelievable power in creating the FBI to go after whom he chose. Now, Most of that was good. The FBI did a lot of good work. We know that. But the idea of creating this organization that, well, we're going to do what we can. If we don't like you, if we don't like you, Martin Luther King Jr., we're going to bug you. We're going to wiretap you. We're going to come after you. We're going to blackmail you.
Mm-hmm.
Hoover did this to all kinds of political figures. The CIA, the same thing, only worse. They're accountable to no one, okay? And over the years, this continues. And then finally, they realize, aha, we have an Adolf Hitler in our midst. His name is Donald Trump. We're going to use all of our power to make sure that the fascists who elected this bum are crushed, that he is crushed, that his agenda is not enacted. We are going to use everything we can. And January 6th, as you say in the article, January 6th was an inside job. It was the ultimate, because they basically said, here we have an opportunity to so demonize our enemies that this is it doesn't get better than this.
Yeah.
But you kind of wonder who was in the rooms having these conversations. These are wicked people. Yeah. There's anti-American, anti-freedom, anti-human, really.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't care about the little guy.
When I was in college, there was one of those morality questions. If you knew this baby that was just born was going to grow up and be Adolf Hitler and kill 6 million Jews and start World War II and all that, would you kill that baby? And you had to make the decision. Would I do that to that little baby there?
Yeah.
And so this is what they were telling us for 4 years. Donald Trump is Hitler. Donald Trump is Hitler. But then they said, but we're not going to do anything about it. We tried to get rid of him. Look, we the people, even though they don't know he's Hitler, they're going to vote him back into office. We're not going to do anything. So that's why the original article, when I submitted it, I called it Direction and Misdirection, because they were misdirecting us away from what the January 6th was really about. If we stopped and let it go through and there was nobody killed and they didn't make a – then people sitting at home watching would say, like, well, maybe there was a steal and maybe I should look into it. I don't think things were on the up and up. But they misdirected. So even today we talk about January 6th and we don't talk about November 3rd and 3 or 4 days after while they
– It was – again, I want to recommend that you read the article, January 6th was an inside job, by Albin Sadar. That's you.
That's me.
At stream.org. It's an important article because, I mean, I talk about this with Zmirak in a few minutes. The basic idea is that we need to really understand what happened. And I understand, I want to say, I understand it's hard, it's challenging for us to process that our government would be capable of this level. But this is what we have to face. And what you do in the article, Albin, is you lay it out really clearly, is that they knew that if there's a peaceful protest with, you know, a million plus people who came to D.C. to say, we object, we think something's wrong, it sure looks like something's wrong. If that goes off without a hitch, that's going to be very bad for the incoming Biden administration. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to use this as an opportunity to completely upend the narrative, to take over the narrative, and to basically say, these people are monsters. Look what they've done. And we're not going to tell you that we helped them to do it. In fact, that they didn't do it, that we did it. I mean, it's so dark. Anyway, Albin, thank you. Stream.org. We'll be back both hours. John Zmirak. Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com. Folks, we warned you. I mean, we told you that John Zmierak would be our guest on the program, and because some of you have been very bad, I'm sorry. We have to punish you. Okay, justice is justice. We got to do it. We're bringing John as my guest for a significant amount of time because some of you have been really bad. John, welcome to the program, and thank you for being the punishment to the particularly bad listeners on this program.
Well, the Lord loves those whom he chasteneth, right? And if I were Protestant, I would know where that comes from.
Okay, so look, the article that you just wrote at stream.org, first of all, let's start with the title, please.
Sure. America was founded by conspiracy realists like Tucker Carlson.
Okay. God, and I'm not kidding, prepared me for this interview in an extraordinary way, this conversation with you, because I've spent the last few days, I spent this weekend in Danbury, Connecticut, reading Roger Stone's book on how LBJ was principally involved in the conspiracy to murder John F. Kennedy Jr.
Wow.
President of the United States. John F. Kennedy, the president of the United States. It is so dark. So sick, the evil of this government, of the CIA, of the power monger LBJ, of the power monger J. Edgar Hoover, who headed up the FBI. These are wicked people. And when you want to know the depth of where we are now, you have to understand this has been going on for a little while. And I know in your article at stream.org, you reference what Tucker talked about. And I know for a fact that Tucker got a lot of this information from Roger Stone. So for people who wonder what we're talking about, why don't you tell them?
Sure. Last Friday night, Tucker Carlson gave us maybe the most important 12 minutes of television in decades, maybe since the moon landing, where he talked about permanent Washington and how we have an elite oligarch class, an oligarchy that works through the media, that can weaponize street mobs, thugs like the Black Lives Matter and Antifa rioters, that can use the federal government's prosecutory abilities as it's using against the January 6th defendants and pro-lifers nationwide. It is what I and political theorists call a narco-tyranny, means anarchy for me and tyranny for thee. It's a strategy that the Nazis pioneered. In the late 20s, early 30s, the Nazis had street mobs, the brown shirts, the SA, who would get in street fights with their political opponents. They would break up their speeches, break up their events, stop them from speaking on campus. Does this sound familiar? If people defended themselves, like the socialists had a militia called the Iron Circle, the Catholics had a militia, they tried to defend themselves against the brown shirts. The cops would come in and arrest everyone. And then the judges who sympathized with the Nazis would let the Nazis go with a slap on the wrist and send everyone else to prison. Does this sound familiar to anybody from 2021?
I mean, this is, again, when I
wrote my book, Letter to the American Church, people have to get their heads around. It's hard to swallow that you and I, in different ways, very related, are talking about comparisons to the rise of the Nazis in Germany. Folks, right. We are not exaggerating. It is a tough pill to swallow, but you better get ready to swallow this pill because this is the reality. And unless you understand the reality, which John brilliantly writes about in his article, which I put out on Twitter yesterday, you cannot possibly process and comprehend why everything is so crazy. And by the way, you also can't figure out what your job is in fighting it. We need to fight this, but we need to understand it first. So, John, your article is beautiful. It's at stream.org. Please continue.
Thank you. Now, by the way, I just want to explain. I always compare evil things where appropriate to the Nazis rather than the communists because people don't care about communism. They don't care that Mao killed 60 million people, that Stalin killed 40 million people. They don't care. So compare the left to the Nazis all the time. Compare them to the Klan, compare them to white racists because they are like them. They are totalitarian, they are brutal, they are thugs. But you need to use rhetoric that actually affects them. And in their tiny little minds, the only bad things that ever happened were the Holocaust, slavery, and Jim Crow. Those are the only bad things that ever happened. So you have to compare everything to those.
Well, conveniently, the comparisons are utterly apt. You're
yes.
not stretching. You're not reaching.
Not at all.
Unfortunately or fortunately, this is the grim reality in which we find ourselves. But here's the key. For Tucker to cover this
yes,
on Friday, while I was reading Roger Stone's book dealing with the same concept, yeah. It's kind of freaky to me, but I have to say that the idea that someone of the stature of Tucker Carlson is talking about this, ladies and gentlemen, that is called a reason to be hopeful.
Yeah, I used to dismiss the JFK conspiracy theories. I would argue that it was suicide just to mess with people.
But you're just crazy.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we've got plenty more with John Zmirak, plenty more. I want to tell you there's no substitute for reading the article. Please go to stream.org, or you can just go to my Twitter feed or any of my social media. It's an important article, and it's important that you share it, please, that you share this conversation, but that you share that article. We'll be right back. We're talking to John Zmirak at the Eric Metaxas Show. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel.
Welcome back, folks. Talking to John Zmirak. John, your article at stream.org is unfortunately extremely important. So I want to tell everybody who can to go to stream.org. And to share that article as widely as you possibly can. If you need help, you can just go to my Twitter feed and you can retweet it. But I'm telling you, it's important. John and I are talking about it for quite a while today because it requires this kind of discussion. So, John, continue, please.
Sure. If you're talking to somebody who thinks we still live in a free country, tell them to write a letter to the peaceful protesters who trespassed at the Capitol on January 6th, who, after years of cruel mistreatment, are now begging to be transferred to Guantanamo Bay because they want to be treated as humanely as the rapists and killers of ISIS, who are getting treated better than the people who are accused of unlawful parading and trespassing at the Capitol on January 6th. If you are talking to somebody and they say, oh, America's free, well, you're just crazy, you're an alarmist. Tell the fairy tale about what a free country this is to members of our military who got kicked out of the ranks and stripped of their pensions, dishonorably discharged because they wouldn't take the dead baby vaccine, which they knew they didn't need and suspected wasn't safe, or the who lost their jobs rather than get injected with vaccines made from or tested on organs stolen out of the still living bodies of babies who were aborted, which is all the COVID vaccines. Or tell it to the people whose parents died alone in nursing homes behind plastic sheeting, without visits from them, without visits from clergy, without Christian burial, but were mass incinerated as bio waste the way they do shelter pets and unborn babies, all because of COVID, because John, Democrat governors dumped
COVID. That last piece of horror that you mentioned, I had not heard that, or I've not really processed that.
Yes.
That some of them were not given a proper burial.
None of them were. They were collected as biohazards because they were infected with COVID, and they were burned the way unborn babies from abortion clinics get burned. And these are the people who Democrat governors murdered by dumping COVID patients at nursing homes in order, I think, to spike the death statistics to justify a state.
Oh, no. There's no question that that's correct.
A state
There's
of
no
emergency
question about
to justify
that.
States of emergency where they could seize guns, as Cuomo tried to do in New York. He tried to cite the COVID emergency to seize New Yorkers' guns. In Michigan, Whitmer used it to unconstitutionally lock everyone in their homes. The Supreme Court of her state later ruled what she did was illegal. Well, I wonder. She should go to prison for that. Andrew Cuomo should be in prison. Gavin Newsom, all these blue state governors who murdered thousands of Korean War veterans and grandmothers by dumping COVID patients in nursing homes for no rational reason, they should be in prison, not the people who took selfies at the Capitol on January 6th.
You're saying things. We've talked about these things many times on the program. To me, the headline is that Tucker Carlson really seems to get this and was talking about this on his program just this last Friday. That is a big deal. Because
all right, so what he was talking about? He was talking about the permanent Washington, the permanent government, the oligarchy. And if anybody wants to read a great book about this, read Michael Anton. He was a writer for Trump administration. He's got a book called The Stakes. And if you've never had him on, you should have him on. His book, The Stakes, is all about how we have a small self-appointed oligarchy that manipulates the masses in order to agglomerate more and more and more power in defiance of the U.S. Constitution. The way they do it is through the deep state. And Tucker Carlson laid this out. That 4 days into the Trump administration, there was a deep state coup d'etat. Trump had chosen Mike Flynn to oversee the deep state, to oversee the NSA and the FBI and the CIA, and to clean up the swamp. They took out Michael Flynn. They manufactured a fake crime. Mike Pence collaborated in this. He told Trump Flynn needed to resign. So he was in on it. They took out Mike Flynn so that there would be nobody overseeing the deep state. Then they got Jeff Sessions to recuse himself. Then they were able to manufacture the Russia collusion hoax to cripple the Trump administration. Poor Donald Trump thought we still lived in a free country. Bless his heart. The president of the United States could not stand up to the deep state. What chance do you and I have?
This is what, again, and we'll have Roger Stone on the program, I hope, this week. But his book on the Kennedy assassination and how LBJ really was at the forefront of it, it's astonishing, folks. And again, it's part of the bigger narrative here. The biggest narrative is that there are people like me waking up to these things. In other words, we've been able to live our lives thinking, well, there's something to that and there's something to that, but I don't want to look at it too closely. And, you know, there's all these ideas, but it is finally emerging now, right now. We are beginning to see the horror. And for years, you could live in America and think, well, you know, George W. Bush, he might not be perfect, but he's sort of on the same side as I am. And things have happened so that what has been going on for years is being exposed. And so, John, again, that to me is the headline, is that this is not Alex Jones talking about it. This is Tucker Carlson talking about it. We are now seeing more and more people who are paying attention, unable to avoid these things that are becoming so clear. That, I mean, to me is big news, John. That's news.
It is big news. But the point of my article at stream.org is to show that conspiracies to seize power against the will of the people are nothing new. In fact, they are the one common thread of human history. All governments tend to do this. They tend to fall into the hands of corrupt elites who abuse their power. That's what fallen men do because of original sin. And that's why St. Augustine is the most important figure for understanding politics, and why we should be grateful that virtually all the American founders were Augustinians.
Well, this is the whole point, is that once you understand the evil nature of human beings and power, you have to understand that our founding was unlike anything that happened in the history of the world. And to keep the republic, which we're losing quickly, we have to get serious and we have to understand this. We'll be right back. Plenty more with John Zmirak. I didn't know just what was wrong with me till your kiss helped me. Folks, I'm talking to John Zmirak. John, you just laid out, to me, it's always about what's the headline? The headline is that what you write about in your article, since the beginning of time, human beings, sinners, have used power to oppress others. That's the story of the world from the beginning of humanity until today. That's what human beings do. It is proof. If you need proof of the doctrine of original sin, our founders understood this and created a government of genuine freedom whereby it would be possible to work against that narrative all through the millennia. And in our history in the United States of America, it has been a battle over and over and over again, because there have been people trying to undo what the founders made possible. And the latest example is what we're discussing.
Right. So I think now we should step back and go in chronological order, because what I argue in the piece at stream.org is America was founded by men who today would be dismissed as conspiracy theorists. The American founders were convinced that the British government, the parliament, the king, but especially the parliament, were trying to subjugate the colonies, which had previously been self-governing, and trying to subject them to tyranny and make them slaves. They were working with the British East India Company, which was even then enslaving India, taking the nation of India and making it basically a profit farm for one private company, the British East India Company. The Americans saw that starting to happen on the shores of the 13 colonies, and they started warning about it. They said, the Stamp Act, it's not that much money, but it opens the door to the Parliament imposing taxes on us whenever the hell they want. The importation of tea, it actually lowered the price of tea, but it turned the control of the tea trade over to the evil British East India Company, which was even then raping India. The American colonists were paranoid about the government. Imagine that. Imagine being afraid of the government. Well, let me talk about this. Yes, all human beings are fallen, whether they're in the government or out of the government. You're in a room full of people. There are six people there. One of them has a pistol. The other five don't. They're all fallen. You should be, you know, cautious with all of them. But the one with the gun is the one to keep an eye on. That's the government. The government is the one with the gun. The government is the one that can imprison you at gunpoint. So, yes, the government should be held to special scrutiny, and it should be watched very carefully. Because when a man has a gun, his fallen nature is suddenly much more relevant than it was before.
Well, because, of course, he has power. This is That's the right. point, folks. Power is the antithesis of the agape love that's talked about in the Bible. It's the antithesis of it. And we really need to understand this. And so John and I will continue into hour two discussing this article, because we really, really, really need to understand. Everybody in America, everybody who cares, needs to understand how we got here and the history of this. And John, when we come back, let's get into this chronologically. We want to talk about, again, the anomaly of the founders. The reason the founders and the founders' vision is being demonized today is because they've been heroes for, you know, whatever, 250 years or close to it. Now we have to paint them as the enemy, because their vision kept us free, or at least enabled us to stay largely free and to fight against this kind of thing until very recently. So we're really in a kind of a death match right now. Folks, I'm talking to John Zmierich. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I want to remind you, please go to ericmetaxas.com, scroll all the way down, sign up for the newsletter so we can stay in touch with you and send you videos of these interviews. We'll be right back with John Zmierich for hour two. You're the key to my peace of mind.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.